God can give people a second chance. No matter how worse the situation may look like.
Yes, sir.
Now, we must find out, we must know the following things. There are many places that God gives second chances. Let me tell you, when God was giving us this ministry, He didn't say, I'll be the one doing everything. He said, you have to go and work in that ministry. Somewhere with you, when God is giving a business, He didn't say, I'll be the one who'll be doing business for you. He said, go. Because He trusts you so much. And trust you me, we have failed God in so many things. God gave us positions, tasks, a lot of things for us to do. But we didn't do them the way we are supposed to do them. And then, after failing, we want to blame God and said, God, where are you? Where are you? Okay, He is where He was 7,000 years ago. He is where He is and where He was before you were born. Where is God? Where is, okay, when things are moving, you don't ask where is God. When you're eating chicken, you don't ask where is God. Now because there's a problem, where is God? Like seriously? Why those questions only come when you're under panic? When there's money in your pocket, you have 20,000 rands in your pocket. You don't ask a question, where is God? You just keep on moving, shopping things and buying things until the money is over. Where is God? Like, seriously? God is not measured by our problems. God is measured by our revelation. How much you know about Him? And He said to me, son, I'm God of second chance. I want the world to know. And I'm going to do things just to prove to them. The first second chance God is giving us is a spiritual chance. Our spiritual life. Another day we'll talk about another chance. It may be financial things. Another day it may be to do with healing. God wants to be healed again. Or God wants to bless you again. God wants to do this for you again. To amend your relationship again. Or whatever it is. But tonight, we are dealing with your spiritual life.
My God. Praise God.
God says, I'm giving you another chance. I love you so much and I just want you to make things right. What a love. Do you understand? Sometimes, do you know what it is to be in Christ? It's a pity. Many Christians are striving, fighting to be right than fighting to be in Christ. You didn't hear me. Many Christians are fighting to be right than fighting to be in Christ. So they want to do things right. They want to do things right. They want to do things right. Just be in Christ. You'll find yourself in the right place. The Bible says, their righteousness is mine.
Yes, sir.
It's not our own righteousness.
No. It's the righteousness of God.
Don't fight to be right. I want to be right. So when somebody comes and says something that you didn't say, you want to prove to everybody you didn't say it. No, we must talk. I want to meet them. I want to clear myself. I want to prove. All you are fighting for is to be right. Some of us will never prove whether we were wrong or right. We just hear and we stay quiet. Because I will never be right. I'm never right, and I'll never be right. If I was right, then I couldn't be preaching the Bible and praying every day and calling in the name of Jesus. It's not my righteousness. He is right. That's why I am here. One time I said, if you are looking for a right pastor, you're in a wrong place. I am not right. He is right. I serve a right God and I'm looking for a right God. There's nobody who is right. The whole world. The Bible says none is right. None is right. It is Jesus Christ who is right.
Powerful.
When we receive him in, when he is in us, he makes us to be as he is.
Yes.
So it is his righteousness, not our righteousness, that makes us to live his life. It's not our life.
Mm-mm.
It's not our being right.
Mm-mm.
It is him being right. That we are righteous.
Powerful.
So if a Christian says, I wanna do right things. I wanna do right things. When you're in Christ Jesus, it's an automatic thing. You will find yourself doing right things. Because it's not you who lives, it's not you doing right. You are in Christ. And the Christ is right.
Papa Radose, La Sura de Lucia, La Lucianadu, La Lucianadu, La Supara, La Sidura. La sura da, la lusa da, la sura, siru sira de da, la sura, la sura, la sura da. How great thou art.
You see, when we are in Christ, tonight I just want us. You see, God has been calling for this since 2 weeks ago. I think a week ago I was talking about God is saying, examine your ways. And God is repeating the same thing. What would we gain having everything in this world and losing our own life? God has given another chance. You see, I know you think God is very happy when he looks at you. You could be much in a better place than where you are now spiritually. Trust you me. There's a level you have not reached. You see, let me tell you something. Let me show you something. Bring the flag over coming over here. Just bring the flag. All right? Just bring it over here. All right? Just bring it up here. All right, bring it up here. All right, now just take it a little bit up, up. Take it a little bit up. All right, now leave it here. I can touch it here, right? Do you understand this? I can touch it here. That's the level I am. I can touch it.
Yes.
But there are things which the need. Okay, go up. Just go up. You see? So you are here and you want to touch there. Your miracle is there. There are some things you need to grow up in order to touch them. I'm talking to somebody right here. So now you are busy doing it like this. Now you are busy trying to do that. So sometimes when you jump a little bit higher, you are able to touch it. And you are happy. Oh, hallelujah, I'm having a testimony. You only touched. And you are making noise with your testimony just because you just jumped a little bit in. Oh my God, hallelujah. Oh my, nowadays my dreams. Hey, I see angels. Let me say this to you. There's a level that God wants you to reach. God is not happy with you. He says, my son, my daughter, I am here. Get it. But the problem is you are short. Do you know the things of the spirit you can fail short? The Bible says, for all have sinned and fell short of his glory. The word fell short of his glory is you are short. The glory is here. So you are short of his glory. So you are failing to touch it because of your sin. The Bible says we have fell short of his glory. Oh, are you here?
Yes.
Now watch this. So here the issue is this. The more revelation you have is how you grow. The fear of the Lord is the key. The day you'll be in your house, right? And then you want to do something. Eh? You want to do something. And you're busy checking on the windows if there are people. Even your voice has gone low. Hey. Are you stealing? What are you doing? It means you are scared of people. The fear of the Lord is different with the fear of people. Hear this. The Bible says, we have fell short. I don't want you to fall short of the glory. It's not hard to be tall. Like when I was doing this camera, someone said, Papa, me, I'm tall, I can touch that thing. No, it's not being physical at all. Trust me, there is a level that God wants you to be, and he's not happy that you are not there. Trust me, there is a communication he wants to speak to you. He wants to direct himself to talk to you, but he's failing. God says, hey, my son, I want to talk to you. And you are so busy. You think you're already there. You have reached, like I mean, hallelujah. Pray. You're even busy. Hallelujah. God is not James. God is not Andrew. God is not Susanna. God is God. You is you. Listen to me. Listen, very careful. Most of the times when I'm praying, I was with my son's salvation, and I was praying, and we were praying, and I was teaching him how to pray, a prayer that God hears. It's not everything that God hears, eh? It's not everything that God hears. There's listening and hearing. He may listen, but not hear. All right. How do you pray a prayer that God hears? We had, for example, we had a worship yesterday. I told my son Fritz to pray for that lady who was on the wheelchair. Right? The woman, if you saw the woman, if you ask the doctor, they'll tell you, she was shaking. She was in pain. She was failing to breathe, gasping for life. And just everything just vanished. And she stood up and she began to walk. I pray that she must keep her miracle. Because the fact that you are healed does not mean you not be sick again. One time, somebody came to me like, Papa, you prayed for my mother? I said, She's sick again. Was that a miracle? I said, no. She said, what was it? I said, it was not a miracle. It was a healing. When you are healed, you're going to be sick again. The fact that Lazarus came back to life does not mean he's still alive until today. Are you trying to tell me that Lazarus is still alive today? What happened? Exactly. What I know, a miracle happened. If I pray for you, you can't breathe. I pray for you at that time, you are breathing. For me, I thank God you are breathing. How you will maintain your miracle is between you and God. I've done my part. Jesus said, Talita kumi, which means what? To a child who died. You mean that child is still alive? Exactly. So when we pray for you and deliver you, it does not mean demons will not follow you again. It's you to maintain your deliverance. That's why we have got church. That's why you are in church, to maintain your deliverance. That's why you are in church, to maintain your healing. Let me show you something. Jesus healed one man. The man who was in John chapter 9. A man who was blind. And the man left Jesus and went to another synagogue. And Jesus began to look for the guy. Because in his congregation, the man was missing. So Jesus said, I healed a member. Where is my member? Now Jesus found this member in another synagogue. And the man didn't even know it is Jesus. And Jesus, the Bible says, and when Jesus found the man didn't know that it was Jesus. And he was telling Jesus that somebody healed him. He said, it's me. Said somebody, a certain man, he said, and then a miracle happened. Jesus said to him, my brother, in a church, another synagogue, Jesus said, my brother, see that you are healed. Go and sin no more. What are you trying to tell me? He said, or else something worse will happen to you. Or else something worse. Why is Jesus saying, go and sin no more? Because this person was in a wrong church after a miracle. How do you know it was a wrong church? The bishop of that church, the Bible says, he was arguing with him that how can a sinner heal you? Whether it was a bishop or an apostle or whatever he was, he reached a level of calling the parents to say, no, he's lying. How can a man fight miracles and you are healed? You go to a place where they fight the same man who healed you. And you think you maintain your miracle. Miracles are spiritual. The angel of God who ministers with me. That's why some people, when I look at them, like, don't pray for this person. Because he was saying this about you. You see, the angel of the Lord, who ministers with me, he knows everything about you. Now you are praying, Father. Exactly. So when you are dealing with the prophets, that's what we speak. Men of noble character and in noble character will never understand it until they are spiritual. The spiritual man will understand, but the natural man will never understand the things of the spirit. That's why they are arguing every day. Arguing. No, it's not like this. It's like this. According to my theology, this is not theological.
Yes, sir. This is a revelation.
Today,
sir,
God says, I'm opening up for another chance. If you want to amend your way, I'm here. I want you to grow spiritually, says the Lord.
Amen.
There's a level that God wants you to reach. Trust you, me. There's a level. I'm seeing a level where you'll be able to have a discernment of spirits. You'll be able to look at a person and know that there's something wrong. You'll be able to have the power of dokimazo.
I receive.
Parito sedia.
I receive.
There's a level that angels will be visiting you in your dreams.
I receive.
You open your door like this, you find an angel sitting on your bed.
I receive.
Sir, are you seeing the screen? Sir, you. Are you seeing your toy?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Are you seeing the screen? Yes. That screen there. Can you touch it? You can't? Even if you jump, can you? Can he touch that screen?
No.
Exactly. So if there are things of that level and you are short spiritually, you will never touch them. You will be able to see them. You'll be able to have faith and believe in them, but never. The Bible says even the patriarchs desired to see what we are seeing, but they could not. I want you to grow. I want you to sleep in the night and the Holy Spirit to be able to wake you and say, wake up, pray, wake up. Hearing that someone is talking to wake up, wake up, wake up. You try, say, wake up. Wake up. Okay. Sorada soteke perido shanta
stafa. I receive.
You sleep again. In your dream, you find yourself speaking to Abraham. Not a spiritual husband. Ash, I'm stressing. Yo, what's wrong? The whole night I was sleeping with a guy. Shut up. You must grow. Grow. Yes. This is a prophetic church. You must grow. Last statement. Everything is born to what? To grow. What can you do if you give birth to a child? Answer me this question. What will you do if you give birth to a child? And this child, 5 months, is still like the way she was born. Let me put it here. 3 years is still like that. You give food, you give everything. 5 years. And he's even having beds now. Mama. That's what you are doing. That's what you're doing. Exactly. That's what you're doing. You see, when you see yourself on a mirror and you're smiling, you think that's how you're looking in the spirit. No. You are not growing. Raise up your hand. Say, Father.
Father.
God of second chance.
God of second chance.
Help my spirit.
Help my spirit.
Give me another chance.
Give me another chance.